I am glad to be here today, and honored to be before God's people behind his sacred desk to deliver the word that the Lord has given me on this Resurrection Sunday. Amen. Amen. We celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For if he had not risen, we would be most miserable. We will still be in our sins, destined to a fiery hell. Now that's just the truth.
Amen.
No access to eternal life. Destitute, no access to an abundant life here on this earth. Now I'm dipping. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God Almighty, we just want to thank you and praise you again, Lord God, for this day, what this day represents, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that you so love the world that you send your only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Father, I stand here right now, Lord God, and I just ask, Lord God, that you would use me, Lord God. I have some notes here, Father, before me. And I thank you for them, Lord God. But I say, Holy Spirit, have your way. If you don't move, nothing happens. We give your name the praise, Lord God. Let the people see you. In the name of Jesus the Christ, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Let us turn to John chapter 11, verses 18 through 26. That's going to be our subject scripture today. Y'all praying?
Amen.
Pray for me and pray with me. Amen. Amen. Have your way, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Give a little background to what we're about to read. In the beginning parts of chapter 11, if one would go back to read it, it would tell us the story, the account of Lazarus, who was the brother of Martha and Mary, and they were the friends of Jesus, that he had fallen sick. Martha and Mary sent word to Jesus that Lazarus had fallen sick. And Jesus sent word back to them, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of Man be glorified by it. So he told his disciples, after 2 days, he decided to stay there 2 days. We know the account. We can go back and read it. After 2 days, he told his disciples, let's go to Lazarus. Let's go to him now. I'm going to wake him. Amen. Okay, so we're going to start at verse 18. Now, Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off. And many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. Martha, therefore, when she heard that Jesus was coming, went to meet him, but Mary still sat at the house. Martha therefore said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Let's stop right there. Lazarus died. But Jesus said that this sickness was not unto death. Let's continue. Verse 22. Even now I know that whatever you ask God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, your brother shall rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me shall live, even if he dies. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? Amen. Turn to your neighbor and repeat after me. Jesus Christ is the resurrection and the life. Do you believe this? Amen. That's how he gave it to me. Do you believe this? We got to make it personal. Hallelujah. Today, many are celebrating, as we mentioned before, and remembering an event. But the Spirit of the living God just showed us that we're celebrating a person, Jesus Christ. Do you believe this? What are we talking about believing? He said, I am the resurrection and the life. Well, what is resurrection? We know resurrection is the raising from the dead to live again. In the Greek, that's a word, anastasis, means to live again. So we know that Jesus is saying that he is the raiser of the dead, the life giver. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus is life. In John 14:6, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The life. Life. Zoe. Zoe. Not just life, but the blessed life. That is what Zoe means. The blessed life. Life that satisfies. That is what the believer should be experiencing every day. Life that satisfies. Jesus gives eternal life. We know that his word says that if we believe in him, he will give us eternal life. Jesus gives us the abundant life. John 10:10, he said, I came that you might have life and have it abundantly. Have the advantage. Super abundant. He came that we would have the advantage, not just exist. Come on, Holy Ghost. Not just exist. This is resurrection. This is Jesus. Do you believe this? Hallelujah. Ephesians 3:20 tells us that he does exceedingly abundantly above all we could ever ask or think. Holy Spirit says, do we believe this? Do you believe this? Jesus Christ, the resurrection and the life. Hallelujah. Speaking of exceedingly abundantly, it makes me think of the prodigal son. He went out and squandered all that he had, did the wrong thing, took his inheritance, went out and did what he wanted to do. Then he came to himself. The scripture said he came to himself. I'm getting somewhere here. And he had a thought. If I could just get to my father's house, then I can go and be a slave there, a servant there. Don't have to have sonship anymore. I just want to go and eat and sleep and have a normal life again. That's paraphrase. But he knew he didn't have to flop around in the pig slop if he could just get there and be a servant. But the scripture tells us that when he went back, his father saw him coming. When he got there, he killed a fatted calf. He gave him a robe, gave him a ring, gave him back sonship. I submit to you today, exceedingly, abundantly, above all that he could ever ask or think. Holy Spirit says, someone needs to hear this. Exceedingly, abundantly, above all you could ever ask or think. I am the resurrection and the life, the abundant life. So if it's someone listening to me now and have gone astray and is trying to find their way back to the Father, he's saying, I am the resurrection and the life. And I give life abundantly, exceedingly, abundantly, above all you could ever ask or think. Just come on home. Hallelujah. Woo, praise God. Now, if the earthly father can forgive and restore, how much more the creator of all creation, who owns all the cattle on 1,000 hills? The earth is the Lord's and all that is in it. I submit to you that if the Lord can command a widow in Zarephath to feed his prophet, how much more to feed his children, those who have believed in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? He got up. He is the resurrection and the life. Do you believe this? Hallelujah. So how can we experience this resurrection and life? How can we experience the getting up, the living again? Somebody needs to hear this. Well, Jesus told us in verse 25. He says, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, he who puts his trust in, has his faith in, and is convinced of who I am, that I am God. Hallelujah. Shall never die. Shall live again. He's both. He's resurrection, the raising up, and the giver of life. Amen. Anybody got anything in their lives that need resurrecting? Jesus say, I am the resurrection and the life. Believe in me. Believe me. Amen. Hallelujah. Romans 10:9-10. Believe that he is Lord. Confess with your mouth. Believe in your heart that God raised Christ from the dead. This is where we are now. To experience resurrection life. Hallelujah. The word became flesh and dwelt among us. That's in John 1:14. Read it, it'll bless you. Believe that the word became flesh. Jesus is the word. You're going to find out after reading the word of God, Jesus is everything. Jesus is everything. Hallelujah. All that we need. Is he Lord? We can experience the resurrection life. Believe his words. Believe the words of Christ. Let's turn to John 6, verse 67-69. Let's see what the disciples had to say about the words of Christ. Hallelujah. 6:67. Before we read that, there was a whole crowd of people following Christ Jesus. He was preaching the gospel, preaching new life. Wow. Then he told them, if you want to have life, if you want to have life in you, you must eat of the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood. Otherwise, you have no life in yourself. Many turned away. They walked off. They couldn't take it. They couldn't take it. They stopped following Jesus. They didn't get it. They didn't get it. Jesus turned to his disciples and he told them, do you want to leave also? Do you want to go? Verse 67 reads just what I said. Jesus said, therefore to the 12, do you not want to go also, do you? Now that's what it reads. 67, Simon Peter answered and he said, Lord. Now listen to this. We're talking about heaven, resurrection. How can we experience resurrection life? Simon Peter said, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Where can we go? And we have believed and come to know that you are the Holy One of God. Believe his words, because his words are eternal life. He's the only one whose words have eternal life. Amen? Amen. So his words are of eternal life, resurrecting power. You ever got a word from the word and it just resurrected your situation? Anybody here ever got a word from the word? I shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. What about the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not be in want. He making me to lie down in green pastures, prosperity, and besides the still waters, peace. A word from the word. Resurrection words. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Psalms 107 and 20. Let's turn there. Amen. Anybody getting anything? Anybody blessed today? Blessed of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in his resurrection power. Psalms 107 20 said, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them. We're talking about his word. Believe his word to experience resurrection life. Amen? Amen. He sent his word and he healed them. He saved their life. They did not die, but they lived. And some lived again. Hallelujah. Now, they may not have died physically, but in their spirit, in their soul, they lived again when they received the word of the Lord. And he delivered them. He saved their life, 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 life from destruction. He gave them life. Psalms 119:50. I knew to go to Psalms 119. Anything you want to know about the word of God, Psalms 119 will let you know. 119:50 said, it says, it reads as follows. This is my comfort in my affliction, that thy word has revived me. Now, what is revival? Hallelujah. To bring back to life. I am the resurrection and the life. Do you believe this? Do you believe that his resurrection power can revive you? Has revived you. I declare and decree revival in the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What are the effects of resurrection? What's the effects that a person has resurrection life? What does that look like? Another definition for life is psuche, to breathe, to refresh, to blow upon. Hallelujah. Spirit. Hallelujah. Let's turn to Luke 4:18. Thank you, Jesus. The suke. The spirit. Hallelujah. Lord, have your way, Holy Spirit. Luke 4:18 reads as follows. The Spirit of the Lord, the suke, the refreshing Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The resurrection and the life. Because he has anointed me to preach the gospel, the good news. The good news that you shall live again. That is the gospel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The good news of new life, the good news of eternal life and the abundant life. He said, the Spirit of the Lord has anointed me, is upon me to preach to the poor in spirit. Hallelujah. Those that are void of spiritual understanding, void of the Spirit of God. Oh, he said, I came to preach. I came to bring back to life. You say, well, what about the natural? People that are poor in the natural. I submit to you what happens in the spirit will manifest in the natural. Amen. Praise God. Matthew 11:28, he says, come unto me, all who are heavy laden, and find rest. I will give you life. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to proclaim release to the captives. John 8:36 says, whom the Son has set free is free. Indeed, this is what resurrection life looks like. Amen. Hallelujah. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, we just saw the children out of the mouth of babes. The chains are broken. Amen. No more slavery to sin. The devil no longer has the authority and the power over the believer because of the resurrection life. I am the resurrection and the life. Do you believe this? Hallelujah. to proclaim recovery of sight to the blind, those who have lost their way. Hallelujah. The word of God says that his word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We can see because of his word. Hallelujah. But the spirit of the living God is breathing upon the people to bring life. Woo. Hallelujah. 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 Through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Jesus is the word. He is the resurrection. He was sent to proclaim the acceptable, favorable year of the Lord. To proclaim, to herald, to declare and decree, I am the resurrection and the life. Do you believe this? The decree of any king is final.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Preach the favor of God. This is what resurrection and the life looks like. Believers walking in the favor of God. Walking in the light of his word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The acceptable year of the Lord also means jubilee. Debts are forgiven. Again, I'm going to tell you. Yes, our sin debt has been forgiven. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Let it go. You are free because Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Believe in me, and you shall live. You shall live in resurrection life, not just exist. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. Again, I'm going to tell you, when it starts in the spirit, it manifests in the natural. Hallelujah. Praise God. Debts, sin debt forgiven. Debts forgiven in the natural. Anybody receive that? In the name of Jesus the Christ. Because the Lord works in us to do his will. So we're going to do what he says for us to do to be debt free. He's going to cancel debts. I declare and decree he will cancel debts in the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. I'm just doing what I'm told. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus paid our debt on Calvary's cross. Hallelujah. Our mercies are new every day. Lamentation tells us this is for somebody not to walk in condemnation. Amen. This is somebody to walk in resurrection life. Hallelujah. Jesus is our jubilee, which is the favorable year of the Lord. We don't have to wait until the 49th year to prepare for the 50th year. Some believe it's the 49th year. Some believe it's the 50th year. We don't have to wait on that. He is the jubilee. We walk in favor every day.
Amen.
Because we believe in him who is the resurrection and the life. Hallelujah. This is good news. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I know we're reading it in the scriptures, but he is the same in the scriptures he is today. He healed in the scriptures, he's healing today. He delivered in the scriptures, he's delivering today. Hallelujah. Amen. He's given the advantage in the scriptures, he's giving it today. Favor with God and with man. Walk in it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, the resurrection and the life. Do you believe this? In the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You may be here today, and you say, I want to experience all that you've been talking about, maybe listening. And you say, how do I experience this resurrection life, this getting up, this living again? Things seems to be dead, void without life. It's not moving. Hallelujah. I submit to you, as the word of God says, believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Resurrection life. In the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen.